If you're a regular public radio listener, you've heard a StoryCorps conversation and maybe shed a tear or thought, wow, how long has it been since I talked to my mom, dad, mentor? Reporter David Isay started StoryCorps. 11 years ago, he built a booth where people could go and have intimate conversations with the help of a facilitator. Thousands of conversations are now archived in the Library of Congress. Last year, he was awarded the TED Prize, a $1 million grant to create something he wished to see in the world. Today, he's revealing that wish. An app that lets anyone in the world with access to a smartphone record a conversation and submit it to the StoryCorps archive. David Isay joins us from New York. David, welcome and congratulations.
Hi, Robin. Thank you so much.
So this was the realization of your 50-word wish for humanity, which you submitted to TED, and you got this grant. What was the wish?
We wanted to figure out a way to expand StoryCorps so people don't have to come to a booth. So basically, we created an app, which is a digital facilitator. Remember, the facilitator is the person who's in the booth with you when you have this conversation. And we tried to replicate that person as much as you possibly can in an app. So basically, you download this thing, and it walks you through how to have a StoryCorps conversation. And then at the end, you can hit a button, and it'll upload it directly to the Library of Congress.
Imagine that. I mean, here you're somebody who, you know, for decades lugged around recording equipment, and here it is in the palm of the hand that people can do this. And we've looked at the app, and some of the questions that are suggested, what do you feel grateful for? What makes such good friends? And you've expressed in the TED Talk where you think this might be able to go. For instance, a national homework assignment for American kids.
Yeah, so that's actually a dream of mine. I think we're going to try and do this. And that is that over Thanksgiving, and I'm not sure if it'll be this year or next year, what we're going to do is see if we can get every kid who's in a U.S. history class in high school to interview a grandparent, someone of an older generation over Thanksgiving so that in a single weekend, an entire generation of Americans can be honored in this way, can be listened to in this way. And then also what it means, StoryCorps has always been a U.S. project. And as of, you know, today, it's an international project because obviously people can use this all over the world.
Well, let's listen just to a little bit of one of those conversations just to remind people. This one you played at the TED Talk. You'll hear the audience in the background, but it's between a mom, Sarah, and her son, Josh Littman, who has Asperger's.
Did I turn out to be the son you wanted when I was born? Like, did I meet your expectations? And
you've exceeded my expectations, sweetie, because, you know, sure, you have these fantasies of what your child's going to be like, but you have made me grow so much as a parent because you think...
Well, I was the one who made you a parent.
You were the one who made me a parent. That's a good point. But also because you think differently from, you know, what they tell you in the parenting books.
Yeah.
I really had to learn to think out of the box with you. And it's made me much more creative as a parent and as a person.
I just love the conversation. Just two of the thousands of voices, you know, so powerful. They make us just sit and stop and think. And David, I wonder, do you worry people are going to be sending their recordings straight to the Library of Congress? I almost worry that it will almost be like a new Tower of Babel and the voices will almost be lost. Yes, the recording and having the conversations is important, but who's going to listen to all of this?
You know, I that's a problem I hope we have. You know, honestly, I think that creating the technology, that's the easy part. It's getting people to use it, which is the hard part. The dream with this app is that we just, you know, basically collect the wisdom of humanity. And, you know, if you have interviewed your mom, then you'll have that and your kids will have that and your grandkids will have that. So, you know, my concern is much more whether people will kind of have the courage to pick this thing up and have these, you know, frankly, intense, sometimes difficult, always meaningful conversations.
This all started for you, interviewing started for you when you were 22 and your father came out to you as gay. And you say it was shattering for you at the time because it changed everything you thought you knew. He then also told you about the Stonewall riots, which launched the modern gay rights movement. You went and found the young men involved. You did extraordinary recordings. It just sort of helped launch your career in a way. But just staying with that moment when you had that conversation with your father, as you say, a difficult conversation. Tell people who might be afraid, you know, afraid of that intimacy, what happens on the other end after you've gone through the difficult part?
Well, you know, it's in some ways these StoryCorps interviews have something in common with hospice and death and dying in some ways. And there's a great hospice doctor named Ira Byock who wrote a book which was called something like The Four Things You Want to Say Before You Die. And it was basically thank you, I love you, forgive me, and I forgive you. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, I think that's what happens in the StoryCorps booth. And it's a chance to have a sense of closure with people who matter to you and to say the things that are important. And, you know, that's kind of why we're alive, you know. Mm-hmm.
David Isay, the founder of StoryCorps, their new app comes out today. We'll have all the information at hereandnow.org. David, thank you so much.
Robin, it's great to talk to you.